last time we spoke about the intersection of the combination of two stages of Ishus, that we start with Erusin / Kedushin, that's Maseches Kedushin. We move over into Nisuin, that's Maseches Ksuvus. And we spoke about the fact that these may not only be two stages, but we have two totally different worlds, a world of a man creating a chalos, and a world of man going through motions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the chalos is automatic. And we spoke about the nafkaminas in terms of Eide Kiyum, and in terms of Shlichus. Correct? That was basically the framework last time. Let's move over to one other introductory shir before we get into the nitty-gritty of the sugyos, and that's Ha'isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim, B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Bibia, that we have over here a description of how a woman is Mitzkadeshes in the Mishnah and the Gemara, but we don't have a discussion of the framework of the nature of Kiddushin per se, in terms of under what category it falls. That we have different categories within the halachic world that Kiddushin could possibly fall under with nafkaminos. And so that's what I'd like to discuss currently, that the Rishonim do discuss. And I'd like to start off with just a listing of those categories, so the order will be a little different than it was on the Mar Makomo sheets. The previous one and the one that filled in today, but it'll be pretty much the order that you have on the page of Makoros that I handed out now, and we'll start with the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Yudah Aleph. Now the context of the Rambam is to discuss. We know that we have two basic nuschos of Brachos of Birkos HaMitzvah. We have those that begin Al Kviat Mezuzah. And then we have those that begin with a lamed, leishet basuka. How did Anshe Knesset Hagdola divide mitzvos that they knew these mitzvos are mitzvos of al, and these mitzvos are mitzvos of le? And so the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, this is the end of Hilchos Brachos, wants to deal with different types of mitzvos, and he points out, yesh mitzvos asei, in Perek Yud Aleph Hocha Beis, she'odam chayev lehishtadel lirdof ad she'yaasa osam, kagon tefillin, sukkah, lulav, shofar. Vehein nikra'im chova. Lefi she'odam chayev al kolpanim la'asos. That we have what we call, in other words, in more modern day language, we have one category. That's not very helpful. We have one category that we'll call a mitzvah chiyuvit. We have an obligation on every individual during his lifetime to do this mitzvah. Sometimes it's only men, sometimes only kohanim, right? But we have an obligation on the individual with the examples of the Rambam. And then the Rambam gives another category, v'yesh mitzvah she eina chova ela domin l'rishus. We have a mitzvah that is less than chova, what he calls dome l'rishus, kagon mezuzah Umaake, ein adam chayav lishkon bebayis hachayav b'mezuzah kedei shiyase mezuzah, ele imratza lishkon kol yamav ba'ohel osfina yeshev, ein o chayav livnos bayis kedei la'asos ma'ake, namely that we have over here a mitzvah which is not automatically incumbent upon the person, but rather requires what? A certain prerequisite. There's a prerequisite for the mitzvah. When the prerequisite exists, then the mitzvah is obligatory. A person who has a house has to put a mezuzah. A person who has a roof has to put a ma'akeh. But as to whether he'll have the house or have the roof, that itself is not obligatory. So the Rambam calls that domel l'rishus. So we have, we will call it over here, we have a mitzvah chiyuvit, it's sort of a klalit, a general mitzvah chiyuvit, and we have a mitzvah chiyuvit, which is taloi b'ne, Matzav Kodem, it's dependent upon a pre-existing situation, and either that pre-existing situation will exist or won't exist, it's totally in some rishus. We have a chova, which is totally in a rishus, but basically, we have this category of mitzvah chiyuvit. That's category number one that we find. category number two that we find, we move farther down the Rambam, and we have in Halacha Tesvav, Avonatilas Yadayim Ushchita, the Tesvav began with pointing out that whether a mitzvah, whether the Nusach of the Bracha is Le or Al, could depend upon whether you make the bracha before doing the act, or you're already involved in the action previously. Avonatilas yadayim u'shchita, hoil u'kidivrei rishusein. Namely, there's no chiyuv to eat bread. So if there's no chiyuv to eat bread, so natilas yadayim can't be a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to eat meat. We're talking about chulin. So shchita chulin lechora is kidivrei rishusein. In other words, that in these mitzvos that the Rambam calls over here mitzvos rishus, there is a bracha, there could be a bracha, but there the nusach of the bracha is always al hashrita, al kisui hadam, al natilas yadayim. But the Rambam over here gives these two examples of rishus. He has over here a concept of rishus, but two examples that lechora could be two different worlds. What are these two examples? Shchita and Netilas Yadayim. So let's take them one by one. Let's think about Shchita for a moment. So if you looked in the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, what did you find? How did the Rambam view Shchita? What does he call it? A mitzvah saseh. Right, that there's a mitzvah that if a person wants to eat meat, that before eating the meat, he has to shecht the animal. That's considered, the Rambam calls that a mitzvah, just to read the language. Mitzvahs aseh shi yishchot mi shi yirtze le'echol basar behema chayavof. Now again, you don't have to eat basar behema chayavof, but if you want to eat it, then we have a mitzvah. And the language of the Torah is, you saw, v'zavachta mi bekorcha v'tzoncha kasher tzivisicha. The means of shchita are kasher tzivisicha, halacha Moshe Misinai, the five psule shchita. But we have a mitzvah v'zavachta, and you saw in the Ramban on Chumash, the Ramban also spoke about it as a mitzvah. The Ramban says, v'zavachta v'chalta kasher tzivisicha, just like in the world of kachim, where we have a mitzvah to shecht. It's one of the aspects of the avodah, and it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvit in the mikdash to shecht the korbanos. So also, if a person who decides he wants to eat meat outside of the context of the mikdash, outside of shlamim, it's also a mitzvah aseh shiyishchot. That's the Ramban in Chumash. That's the Rambam over here. And I sent you on the page of Makaros to the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvos that before he wrote the Mishnah Torah, he listed the mitzvos and then put them into 14 different volumes. And so over there, the mitzvos aseh, kuf mem vav, lishchot behema chaya va'of, achar kach yochal b'saran. Again, this isn't a mitzvah chiyuvit. There's no halacha that a person has to eat meat during his lifetime, except in the world of kachim. But there's no chiyuv to eat meat, mida oraisa. Again, mida rabbanan, we have a concept of onek Shabbos, of eating meat, but that's not a doraisa. On a doraisa plane, simcha is to eat a korban, to eat from the korban chagiga, to eat from the shlamim. But the Rambam paskins that even in the basar that you're eating, which is a rishus, there is a mitzvah. Namely, that this is what we call nowadays a mitzvah kiyumit. There's no chova on you to eat it. It's not even when you have a pre-existing situation that brings about a chova. We have over here a second category that we'll call a mitzvah kiyumit. That's the Rambam over here. What the Rambam over here calls rishut. What the Rambam calls in Hilchos Brachos rishus, by shchita, the Rambam holds is a mitzvah kiyumit. Comes along the Ravid over there and says, zeh ein lo ta'am. Ze ein lo ta'am. What does the Ravid have against such a category? It's an oxymoron. How can you say that a rishus is a mitzvah? How can you, you know, like you're dealing over here with opposites. Rishus means that it's up to you. And over here, how can you have a mitzvah rishus? It just doesn't hold water. Ein lo ze ta'am. V'ulai lav haba lichlal aseh. That the Ravid now wants to say maybe shchita is a
third category altogether. Maybe Shchita is a third category altogether. That's what we call an Isur Aseh. Lav haba nichlal Aseh, Aseh. We have a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh called Tzipor Tahor Tochelu. Would anyone say that when you eat chicken, you're making a mitzvah asei of kol tzipor tahor tochelu? When you eat duck, you're making a mitzvah of kol tzipor tahor tochelu? No. So what is it? what does the Torah mean when it says kol tzipor tahor tochelu? That don't eat the other one. We have an iser asei. That sometimes we have a lav, which the Torah describes in sheep's clothing. That the Torah puts the lav in a language of an asei. What it means is, don't eat at Sipor, which is tamed. Kol Sipor tahor tochelu. So when the Torah says v'zavachta mibekarcho v'tzoncha v'achalta, doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to shecht. It means that there's an iser to eat without shechting. Lav haba michal asei asei. We have an iser which is written in the form of an asei. Okay? So this then is a category. This is a category called Iser Aseh. In other words, the world of Isurim is very, very different than the world of mitzvahs. In the world of Isurim, we have categories, in Iser Chalal Iser, we have Dinim of Mushba Gomim Bahar Sinai, etc. So we have this category called an Iser Aseh. The Rambam puts Shchita under a mitzvah kiyumit, mitzvahs Aseh. The rabbi says it's not a mitzvah kiyumit. There's no such thing as a mitzvah kiyumit. That's an oxymoron. There's a mitzvah chiyuvit. That fits in. You have an obligation to do a mitzvah. You don't have a reshus to do a mitzvah. We have an iser asei of shchita. The shita over here of the rabbi, lav haba michlal asei asei, is. One second. Is we find it in two other Rishonim. The Rambam Shita also. I mean, like these aren't the only Rishonim that talk about this issue. The Rashba in Chulin learns like the Rambam that we have a mitzvah asei, namely mitzvah kiyumis of shlita. The Smag say for mitzvahs gadol paskins like the Rambam. However, we have the Ramban in the Hasagos, the Sefer Hamitzvos, in the Classic edition, which is the one that's in the two-volume Rambam, not the Moshe Rav Kook edition and not the Frankel edition. In the classic edition, on page Yudches Amud Beis, he speaks about Shchita v'diktiku lema Shchita lo sagya de lo shachi ki yotze b'ze lav haba michlal asei v'ikaranu halav sheneemar b'hem kol tzipor tahora tochelu. In other words, that we have also the Ramban agreeing with the Ravid. And here in Tosfos, we have two deos, Tosfos and Shavuos. I didn't bring the entire Tosfos is very complicated in terms of dealing with Iser Chalal Iser. But Tosfos has two deos. The first day is that of the Riva, and the second is that of the Ritzva. The Riva says, Umihu Yesh Lomar, the Iser Yom Kippur Lo Chaya Lo Mechayim Lo Lachar Misa. Mishum, because we have a pre-existing halacha, dispe iser asei she'ena zavucha. Dichsiv is avachta v'achalta, masha tazoveach ata ochel, masha iya tazoveach lo. This is the Ravid. The Ravid says it in five words, lav haba michal asei asei. The Tosa says it in a few more words. He says, dispe iser asei, the ena zvucha. There's an iser asei, a lav haba michal asei, of eating that which is not nishchat, she'ena zvucha. That which you eat should be nishchat. Zvicha over here means shchita. Ma she'ia tazoveach, if you're not going to shecht it, lo, don't eat it. Any questions? Yes. It's a very good question. L'chora, we have other examples of mitzvos kimios. What does the Ravid do with them? I'm just, at this point, it's very interesting. On the Minyan HaMitzvos of the Rambam, I think in this edition they have it. Or maybe it was left anyway. I remember it was left. Here it is. There is on the bottom of the page a Kesef Mishnah. So in the Kesef Mishnah, it says Kosov Haravid etc. Nireshe Taima Mipshin She'ain Ze Mitzvah Mechayevet Shim Yirtza Shelo Lechol Basar O Im Yirtza Shelo Yishchotu Baatzmo Rashai Avuhu Lava Ba Michlal Asei Lo Tochal Eiver Menachai lo v'lo nevela hashchuta echol. V'yishlomar l'das Rabbeinu shiwasei l'misha yirtza l'echol basar shiyishchoto shiyishchoto acher. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah understands the machlokas, that the Ravid holds that you can't have a mitzvah which is purely, totally on your own rotzon, do you want to get involved in it. What will we do with other mitzvahs, like tzitzis? Right? So tzitzis, we normally call a mitzvah kiyumit, but maybe it's not. Maybe the Gemara simply says it's a chovas... Sorry. It's a chovas mana as opposed to a chovas gavra. Maybe really it's not, according to the Ravid, a mitzvah. In other words, it's not... Maybe really the Ravid is very consistent.
We'll have to
So mezuzah and ma'akeh, the moment you have a house, you need a mezuzah. The mezuzah is beisecho v'yisharecha. You don't have to have a house. You can be homeless. But the moment you have a house, you have to have a mezuzah. The moment you have a gag, you have to have. So that the rabbi would call the mitzvah chiyuvit shedome l'rishut. That the rabbi could deal with. But over here, pure rishut, something which, I'm a vegetarian, I don't eat meat. So I don't have to shef. And even if I do eat meat, I don't feel like shefting. Let someone else shef, then I'll eat it. There's no mitzvah that sometime in my lifetime I have to shech. Yes?
Wouldn't tzitzis be more in the second category of mitzvah chiyuvis? Like once you have the four-corner garment, you have your chayiv now putting tzitzis on it?
You're chayiv to have tzitzis on, you're not chayiv to wear it. If, in which when you have a four-cornered garment that you want to wear, so then, it requires tzitzis, but in other words, you don't have to wear a four-cornered garment. That's a midas chasidus that we decide we want to put ourselves into this mitzvah. But if a person wants to go as meikar hadin, if a person is always going to wear garments with that are rounded bottoms or have no corners, so there's meikar hadin, there's no chiyuv of tzitzis. There's a different inyan of a talis gadol that we wear when we daven. But again, we're talking about that which a person takes upon himself rather than that which is imposed upon him. Okay, so according to Rambam, we have this mitzvah kiyumis. According to the Ravid, and according to the Ramban, and according to the Riva, we have an iser asay of shchita. However, the Ritzva disagrees. If you look in the Tosfos, Ritzva ain nira perish there. Elavadai v'zavachta lo asa le'esor, de'belav hochi asura v'kayim amechayim, be'isr eivr menachai, ulachar misa be'isr nevela, elaba lahatir et ha'asur, upireshecha b'shchita sharia v'lo b'nachir. We have a fourth category that we're going to call a matir. I'm sorry. We have this category called matir. Recall, the Rambam said we have a concept of rishus. One example was shchita, that's a mitzvah kiyumis. The other example was al natilas yadayim. No one says that al natilas yadayim, the chore, is a mitzvah. It's a matir. It allows you now to eat taha roast. It allows you to eat bread. It allows you. It's a matir. So also shchita is a matir. There's a pre-existing iser called Eivr Menachai. There is a possible Iser that you could preempt called Nevela. There is maybe an Iser Asay called Eino Zavuach. Right? In other words, that the Chita is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a matir, pre-existing Isurim, preempts Isurim, that we're dealing over here with shchita as a matir. Shchita as a matir. That's the shchita.
The Ramban said as well.
The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos?
No.
The Ramban al HaTorah.
Which I've read with Rashi, but he seems to use the lashon matir very, very explicitly.
The Ramban al HaTorah, just 1 second. In Parashas Re'eh.
Tamei Zavachta, he says at the end, Zeb Shuta Shemikra Hanacham, Shemer Bissim Niskavna Kishemer Bissifri, Kasher Tzivisicha, Makotchim Bishlita, Kulin Bishlita, Vine Mitzvah Shlita Mufurashakan, Mufuaris Bidivere, Rabosena Bekabbalah. Certainly, in other words, certainly Shlita. Kishabala Hatir Vesar Hachwei brings previously. Certainly Shlita is a Matir. The question is it only a Matir, or does it go more than that? In other words, the Ramban takes it to the one step further. Even the Rambam would agree that Shlita is a Matir. Right? That Shlita is a Matir, that's not a question. Well, I shouldn't say it's not a question. In other words, Shlita, what is Shlita Matir? Eastern Nevela doesn't exist yet. Right? It preempts Nevela. I don't know whether we'd call that a Matir. Eder Menachai. In other words, for a Jew, for a Goy, Goy is also Mechuyev in Eber Menachai. Goy is not Mechuyev in Shlita. What's Matir Eber Menachai for a Goy? Misa, killing the animal, shooting it in the head. That's Matir Eber Menachai for a Goy. So Shlita precedes Misa, the Shlita, and then there's Pirkus, and then there's Misa. After the Shlita, there's a split second where the animal sort of has a rattle, and then it dies. The Jew, the Chora, is mutter to eat immediately after Shlita. Shlita is matir Eber Menachai for a Jew. There's a Gemara in Chulin, the moment that something is mutter for a Jew, Ein lecha davar shemutter liyudi she'asa le ben Noach. There's nowhere where ben Noach is more chomer than a Jew. So in a chinami, so Shlita is also matir for a ben Noach, but we have a separate Iser, lo sochu al hadam, not to eat until it's dead. But in a chinami, so Shlita is matir. In other words, in the world of Shlita, it's Matir Eber Menachai. These are only two. What? You want to break? I think Sherry may have. Sorry. Okay, so we have over here one, two, three, four categories. We have a mitzvah chiyuvis, the total chiyuv, the pure obligation, not totally in any conditions. Whether you own tefillin or you don't own tefillin, you have to put on tefillin. So borrow tefillin. Right? It's irrelevant whether you own them or you don't. Then we have a mitzvah chayuvis, which is totally in a previous condition. If you own a house, you're chayiv a mezuzah. But there's no chiyuv for you to have a house. You want to live in a tent that doesn't have a doorpost, etc., then there's no chiyuv of mezuzah. But when you have a house, then it's a chiyuv, then it's obligatory. Then we have the mitzvah kiyumis, what the Rambam calls mitzvahs rishus, with that derived views as a contradiction in term, that there's no chiyuv on you at all to do it, there's no chiyuv on you to, but if you decide to eat meat, then do shchita. That's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah that you fulfill. Then we have a concept of an iser aseh. We have that which the Torah says in a positive sense, but it really means negative. Don't do the opposite. Don't do the, in other words, the Torah says, v'zavachta, you should shecht, it means you're not allowed to eat without shechting. And then we have a category which the Rambam calls, again, a reshus, right? But which is a matir. Is there a possibility of having a bracha on a matir? What did you see? Who says yes? The Rambam. In where, what context? In Brachos, right? And where else? In Eruvin. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Eruvin. Did I bring it down? Yeah. Kishem shemevarchem al Eruvei chatzeiro shutufei mevavos, kach mevarchem al Eruvei tchumen. V'omar bezeh ha'eruv yihei mutar li lahalach, etc., etc. That by saying yihei mutar, I'm permitting something, that I'm being matir, the Iser of Hotzah, I'm being matir, the Iser of going beyond the tchum, that is also considered to be a source of bracha. On that, the Ravid says, "Heichon tzivanu la'arev b'tchumen." The same way the Ravid was not happy about having a mitzvah kiyumis, he was not happy about having a bracha on a matir. But we do find such a possibility that we can have a category over here, a category called a matir, and then there is also a fifth category, and then we're going to come now, after the fifth category, to our issue, and that's what we find in the Rambam,
in Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah Resh Kaf Beis, Sivanu Ligaresh Bishtar Al Kolpanim Kishanirtze Ligaresh. V'hu Amaro Yitala, V'kosev LaSefer Krisus V'nosan B'yoda.
Would you call giving again a mitzvah chiyuvis?
No.
Would you call it a mitzvah kiyumis? Also no. Would you call it an Yisr Asay? Mapitom.
A matir? Yeah, you can call it a matir. You can call it a matir if you want to. However, what we certainly have over here is what we'll call a matzav hilchati, or a misgeret hilchati, better. A misgeret hilchati. But that when you, simply a halachic framework, that when you want to go through a certain motion, you want to break a marriage with a woman, you have to go through a halachic framework, even if it's not a mitzvah, but b'chol zot, it can be counted as a mitzvah. The previous one that I gave you was the Rambam in Reish Mem Beis. Kein HaTorah Horanu B'din Shomer Chinam Hu Amaro Ki Yiten Yishrayehu Kesev Okeyam Lushmor. There, where certainly it's not a matir, right? In other words, there's no matir of being a shomer, but rather it's a misgeret hilchati. Okay, so we have then these five categories. So now we have a pasuk in the Torah that says Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Da, 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 da. This is the concept of Kiddushin. So we can ask ourselves, what is Kiddushin? Is it a mitzvah chiyuvis? Is it a mitzvah kiyumis? Is it an iser asay, meaning don't get married in any other way aside from kicha? Is it a matir? And we'll have to see what it would be matir. Or is it simply a misgeret hilchati? The same way that you break a marriage with a halachic framework called get, you create a marriage with a halachic framework called Kedusha. This is where we have a five-way machlokas rishon, perhaps. Okay? In other words, we have these five categories of how to define positive actions. And the question is, which of these five categories is Kedusha? Okay, that's basically, you know, originally I thought of doing this more inductively, but I'd rather do it deductively. Okay? In other words, to first I want to put everything on the table. We have these five categories.
The category that is removing is Isur Aseh.
What?
The category that is removing is Isur Aseh.
Not removing any category. Maybe Ki Yikach Ish Isha is an Isur Aseh.
I thought
we
had six categories originally.
I'm putting these two, the Klali and the Talui. Basically, we have two types of mitzvot chiyuviyot. Okay? This is one. We have mitzvah chiyuvit, which is not conditional, and a mitzvah chiyuvit, which is conditional. Then we have a mitzvah kiyumit, that's totally up to you, what we call the mitzvah reshus.
That's the same as the reshus and kiyumit?
No. Reshus and kiyumit are one of the same, yeah. Okay? Then we have the yisur aseh, then we have the matir, and then we have misgeret hilchati. So we're dealing with the world of shchita. We saw that the ritzvah holds shchita as a matir, the raiva holds it's an yisur aseh, the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah kiyumit. Right? No one says that shchita is a mitzvah chiyuvit. And we didn't see anyone who says that shchita is simply a halachic framework and doesn't go beyond. But the Rishonim basically within shchita stick within 2, 3, and 4. But when we're dealing with Eirus and Kedushin, here we have to ask ourselves, are we dealing with 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? Yes?
Gershon really seems to me that it would fit more in matzah as opposed to meaning Shomer Chino makes sense, but Gershon is really a matzah. Because without proper Gershon, so she's usher to the world, really.
Gershon is matzah, a woman to the world, except for Kohanim. However, the concept of matir would be that it's not a mitzvah of either 1, 2, 3, or 5. In other words, it's not a, in other words, matir is when something that would not be brought in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay? No, it's a halacha category, but it's not a mitzvah. The Megillah Tilchati we find in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Yisr Aseh we find in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvos Rishus, the Rabbah brings in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvos Chiyuv, certainly. The Matir would be that which is not a mitzvah. Okay, that's why...
What are the examples that we brought from Matir again?
Excuse me?
What are the examples that we brought from Matir again?
Netilas Yadayim would be a Matir according to the Ritzva. Shchita is a Matir. Eruvin is a Matir.
Which Shchita's found in
not yeah, the Ritzva says it shouldn't be in the Sefer Mitzvah. It's Machlokas Rishonim. Yes?
We say that it can also maybe for her it's a Matir, but what is it for the man? Like it's not a Matir for him.
Correct. According within Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, it allows him to get married. Amikar Hadin, he could get married even without. It's not Matir for him. Okay. So let's take the world of Erusin and Kedusha. So first, let's see the Rambam. Okay, let's start with the Rambam. What does the Rambam say about Erusin and Kedushin? Start in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's a mitzvah. Okay? Now again, a mitzvah could be 1, 2, 3, or 5. Right? The Rambam simply says that we have two mitzvos involved. We have the mitzvah reshut beis of pru revu, and we have a totally separate mitzvah reshut gimel of liv'ol b'kedushin. Right? We have a mitzvah that any framework of intimacy should be within the setting of kedushin. Yes? So when the Rambam reformulates this in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, that we have a mitzvah lisa isha b'ksuva v'kiddushim. Right? Lisa isha b'ksuva v'kiddushim. But that doesn't tell us, it tells us again that it's category 1, 2, 3, or 5. Which of these categories is it? So let's look in the language of the Rambam. Kodem matan Torah haya adam pogea isha b'shuk im rotza hu vehi lisa otam machnisa lebeito uboala beno leben atzmo v'tielo leisha kevan shenitna Torah nitztavu Yisrael sheim yirtze ha'ish lisa isha yikne ota tchila b'fnei edin v'achar kach tielo leisha shenemar ki kach ish isha. The Rambam continues ochabeis v'likuchen elu mitzvos asei shel Torah. What does, in other words, if you were reading the Rambam and you wanted to decide where the Rambam puts Kedushin within these five categories, what are your options from reading within the Rambam? Kiyumis, by stressing which words? Im yirtze ha'ish. Im yirtze ha'ish. Like, if you want to eat meat, do shchita. If you want to get married, im yirtze ha'ish lisa, if you want to get married, then there is this mitzvah kiyumit called kiddusha. However, the language that's 100% correct. That's a proper diuk. What else could you mean diuk differently?
Isra aseh.
The Rambam and Isra
aseh. You can say that there's an isra of zinus before there's kiddusha. Meaning once there's kiddusha, there's no more isra of zinus.
In other words, you can have more than one category. It could. What you're saying is you can also be a matir that we're going to come to in the Rambam and Halacha Dalet. In other words, but within the world of mitzvah, so we have the language of im yirtza ish, which seems to imply it's a mitzvah ki yumis. Could be, yeah. Or likuchim elu mitzvahs aseh shel Torahim, and when you go back to the Rambam in the beginning, lisa isha b'ksuva v'kedusha. Lisa isha b'ksuva v'kedusha, not im yirtze. Right? If you compare the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin says, ein isha misgareshes Ela bichsav, v'zeh hanikra get. Sorry. I'd rather compare it to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in the world of Gerushin. Kishenirtze, okay? That when a person decides to be megarish, it should be done in this manner. The Rambam over here speaks about the fact that we have Lisa Isha b'ksuva b'kiddushin. Sivano live all b'kiddushin. And within the Rambam, it's unclear. It's unclear, are we dealing over here with a mitzvah kiyumit, stressing the words, im yirtza ha'ish lisa, or are we dealing with a mitzvah chiyuvit, stressing the koteret, the heading of the Rambam, lisa isha b'ksuva b'kiddushin, and stressing halacha beis, likuchin elu mitzvah asay shel torahim. It's unclear, yes? Well, Kedushin is in other words, Lisa Isha means that you should marry a woman in two stages. The two stages are Ksuva, that represents what we call Nisuin, and the Kedushin. In other words, it's a mitzvah to get married with the entire process. The process has two parts, Kedushin and Nisuin. We're not going to count it as two mitzvahs. We're going to count it as one mitzvah. In other words, the Kiyikach Ish Isha is the represents the first stage of Lisa Isha B'Ksuva the Kedushin. Okay, in any case, we have over here these two options within the Rambam. When we moving over to Halacha Daled in the Rambam. It can be as well, except that the Misgeret Hilchati, I don't think the Rambam on that would write Likuchin Elu Mitzvos Asei Shel Torahim. Mitzvos Asei Shel Torahim appears to me to imply something which is more than a Misgeret. We don't find that being a Shomer Chinam is Mitzvos Asei Shel Torahim. Mitzvos Asei Shel Torah seems to imply some degree of obligation. Moving over to Perek Aleph, I agree with you. It's not Barur, except for the fact that we're going to see later on in the Rambam that we have a Birkas HaMitzvah that would knock out the Matzav Hilchati. Okay, that we'll see later on. Look in the Rambam. Turn the page. Perek Aleph Chadalet. Kodem Matan Torah Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bashuk Im Rotsa Hu Vehi Nosen Raschara Bora Losa Aleim Haderech Vaholechlo Zoha Nikret Kedesha Misha Nitna Torah Neesra HaKedesha Sheneemar Lotiye Kedeshim Not Yisrael Kol, and the Rambam now summarizes, Kol Boel Isha L'Shem Znut Belo Kiddushim Loke Menatar Nesha Baal Kedesha. So according to this Rambam, in addition to being a mitzvah, be it a mitzvah chiyuvit or kiyumit, what else is kedushin?
I mean, it's going back to what we said, Isser Asa or Amat here.
So what does Rambam say over here?
It seems to be Isser Asa.
What do you say in Isser Asa?
Because it's preventing him from doing, it's preventing the Isser of Znus.
It's a mat here. The Rambam already defined it as mitzvahs asay shel Torah. What?
Mr. Asir Bishop.
No, but a mitzvah asay and an Iser asay are not one and the same. A mitzvah asay means the reason that it's in positive language is because it's a positive commandment. The Rambam puts it into mitzvah asay. An Iser asay really is a lav. It's a lav haba michlal asay. It's really something that you shouldn't do. The Rambam over here speaks about the fact that when you are boel a kadesha, we have an Isur. We're defining as a kadesha, as a woman that you were boel without kedushin, when you are makadish her, so that automatically is matir, this Isur of kedusha. That overrides, in other words, that permits this woman. So within the Rambam, we wanted to know what is kedushin. So the Rambam says that we have over here a mitzvah. It's unclear, is this a mitzvah kiyumit? From the language of im yirtze. Or is this a mitzvah chiyuvit, from the language of Yisa Isha, the language of mitzvahs asei shel Torahim, implies without any In other words, that this is something the person has to do. You have to get married. You have to you have a mitzvah saseh to get married. Mitzvah saseh shel Torah. And it is also a matir. Which Isur is it matir? It's matir, the Isur Kadesha. The way the Rambam set up the Isur Kadesha is that that means living with a woman without Kedusha. So when the moment you live with her with Kedusha, you are matir, the Isur of Kadesha. That's within the Rambam. So it's either two or one, and it can be also four. Now, there's no stira for having something which is both a mitzvah and a matir. That's what we have over here in the Rambam. What does the Magid Mishnah say about Kedusha? So let's look over here in the Magid Mishnah on this halacha, Terek Alach Halacha Dalet. Ve'efshar lomar, the option exists, lomar shekosuv zeh, that the pasuk of Goyek Kedesha, hu kedivrei hametargem. What does the metargem, what does Unkulus, how does he learn lo tiyek Kedesha? You shouldn't marry, if you're a woman, you shouldn't marry an Eved, and if you're a man, you shouldn't marry a Shifcha. Namely, that who, how does the Targum define a Kadesha as a woman whom? To whom? To whom Kedushin slash Nesum doesn't apply. Right? That you can't, there's no concept of intermarriage in Halacha. There's no concept of marrying a non-Jew in Halacha. There's no concept of marrying even an Eved or a Shifcha who is partially a Jew within the halachic framework. A woman to whom Kedushin is not Shayach, there we have an Iser. So that has nothing to do necessarily. So over here, when you marry a Jewish woman, you're not being matir, the Iser of Kadesha. The Iser of Kadesha is simply, doesn't get off the ground with a Jewish woman. So what then would be marriage? So the Magid Mishnah continues, V'haba al isha shelo l'shem ishus, if a person would live with a woman not in the framework of Kedushin, a Jewish woman, over ba'asei, derachmana amar ki ikach ish isha uba'alava hayetalo l'isha, ki shiyirtze lavo aleha yeh be'ishut. What is this concept of over ba'asei, Binayahu? Which of the five categories is over ba'asei?
Probably the first category.
Over ba'asei that you are negating, right? Over ba'asei, you are negating an asei. Shel Rachman Amar Ki Yikach Ish Ishu Ba'ala Kishiyirtza Lavala Yebi Ishus. If I were to tell you that the Torah says that if a person eats an eagle, he's over ba'asei, d'rachmano amar, kol tzipor tahor tochal. Right? Kishi yirtza le'achol tzipor, ye tzipor tahor. What do we call that? Isur asei. Right? That the Magid Mishnah over here is the source Magid Mishnah points out that the world of Kedushin has nothing at all to do with the world of Kedesha. You're not Matir and Isa Kedesha, but rather we have over here that you are the Kedushin, in other words, Choser Kedushin, the lack of Kedushin, Over Al Asay. This is what is normally called the Iser Asay, category 3. The Kedushin is an Iser Asay. It means you don't have to get married. You don't have to get married. But were you to get married without Kedushin, you'd be over on the Asay. That the Pasuk Ki Yikach Ish Isha is like the Pasuk called Tzipor Tahor Tochal. That doing a eating without a kosher fowl, that would be Aser. Marrying without the Ki Yikach Ish Isha, that would be Aser. If you look in the Ravid, after having seen the Magid Mishnah, l'chora yitachen, that the Ravid is saying something very, very similar. The Ravid is upset with the Rambam because of the Rambam's definition of Kedesha. Rambam says that any woman that you live with without a framework of Kedushin is a Kedesha. Says the Ravid, Ein Kedesha Ela Muzmenet. Kedesha is what we would call a prostitute. Mufkeret l'kol adam. Hamiyachedet atzma le'ish echad. If a person were to have a mistress, Ein balo malkos velo. Let's continue. The Ravid continue. Ein balo malkos velo iser lav. Most of the Achronim Amedayeg, velo iser lav means there's no iser lav, but there is a iser asay. Lo iser lav, but there is an iser asay. Namely, that the Ravid also agrees with the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah and the Ravid both speak about the fact we don't have an iser lav in living with a woman without Kedushin, but we have an iser asay of living with a woman without Kedushin. Vizohi ha pilegesh. This is the pilegesh, that there's no lav, but there's no iser, but there is an iser asay. Ein below malkos, below iser lav. Vehi ha pilegesh, akosuf batora. In other words, that's assuming that a pilegesh, there is no kedushin. Points out that there are girsaot, that there is kedushin in the world of pilegesh. However, mikom akom ein iser lav ela b'mezumenet atzma l'chol adam. The iser lav is by the kedesha. The kedesha is dafka the prostitute. So the prostitute, that's where you have the iser lav. That's where you have the malkos. By the pilegesh, we have an iser asay. We don't have an iser lav. We have an iser asay. Okay. So then, these are the shitas that we find over here in the Rambam and in the Magid Mishnah and in the Ravid. However, you saw that there is one Rishon who disagrees with all of this, with all of this, with all these options. We have options over here. One, two, and let's write this over here. One, two, three, and four. One, two, three, and four are covered by the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, and the Ravid. The Rambam speaks about 1, 2, and 4. The Magid Mishnah and the Ravid say, no, there's no 4. There's no Iser Kedesha over here. But rather, the Iser Kedesha, according to the Magid Mishnah, is only by a non-Jewish woman, where there's no Kedushin, which is Shayach. The Iser Kedesha, according to the Ravid, is only by a prostitute, Musmenet Umufkeret. However, we have an Iser Asay. Ki Kachish Isha would be an Iser Asay. So it would be an Iser Asay. We have an Iser to live with a woman without the framework of Kedushin. However, we find one more Shita, and that is the Rush. Okay, so let's look at the Rush together. Okay? The Rush says, Yeshe kasu shetzarech levarech birkas erusin kodim Kedushin. Kedo amar kol habrachos kula nevarchin over la'asiyasa. V'yeshe kasu shetzarech la'asos achar ha'erusin. That there's an issue as to whether the bracha should be made before the kedushin or it can be made afterwards. The Rush points out that over here, because of the unique language of the bracha, perhaps it's an exceptional bracha and can be made even afterwards. But what's the background of all of this? So the Rush then continues, "Mai mevarchin." What's the bracha? And he quotes the Gemara in Ksuvos. This Rush is in Ksuvos. Baruch Hashem Kedusham Sosavet Zivon Al Harayot Asavanos Harusos Hitelanos Nesuos Ayedei Chupa VeKidushin Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Ayedei Chupa VeKidushin. Yesh makshin al nusach ze lama ein mevarachim asher kicham sabat zivanu lekadesh esheisha. Why do we have such an onerous bracha that even a mesader kedushin would bring a siddur up to read the bracha from the siddur that he shouldn't make a mistake? Why have such a long winded bracha? Va'od hechan matzinu bracha kazoshim mevarachim amasha osar ganu akadosh baruchu halo ein anu mevarachim shasar ganu ever menachai hitro ganu asa shachut. My, you know, Haskir Arayos Pekan has a lot of questions on the bracha, including Magadol Haskir Chupa. We're not talking about Chupa. We're talking about Birkas Erusin. The Chupa is going to be in the time of Chazal a year from now. Not now. Nowadays, we make the Chupa right after the Erusin. But that's a Chiddush of the more recent more recent period, the tkufa of persecutions, where we're afraid that if we wait a year between Erusin and Nisuin, we're going to have a lot of agunos, because Jews are going to be persecuted and they're going to have to run away, and maybe a husband will not be able to find his wife, a wife won't be able to find her husband. So nowadays we do it one after the other, but two brachos, two kosos, two, we have the ksuva in between to make a break, but these are two different worlds. So why mention chupa in this bracha? The nearly, so comes along the rush and makes a tremendous chiddush, ki bracha zo eino bracha l'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Why not? So the rush posits, ki piri v'riv yahainu kiyam ha-mitzvah, as opposed to kedushin. There is no mitzvah of kedushin. The mitzvah is pru u'revu. Maybe kedushin at least would be a matir? No. Im lakach pilegesh v'kiyam pru u'revu eino mechuyev l'kadesh isha. We can do without kedushin. Pilegesh, according to the Rosh, is the woman without Kedushin, and Pilegesh, according to the Rosh, is not an Iser Aseh, like according to the Ravid, but rather it's Mutter. Mutter, in other words, you can be Mekayim Pru Revu via a Pilegesh without having any requirement of Kedushin. V'chein anose zekena ailenis o akara. Without Pru Revu, b'chol zot, we can have a world of kedushin, which is not a mitzvah. V'chein sris chamash anasa mavarkin birkas chasanim vein chiv a mitzvah zo ein baki a mitzvah spiri v'rivya lefikach onitkena bracha b'mitzvah zo. So therefore, we have no birkas hamitzvah. Va'af hanos benose isha l'shem piri v'rivya. Let's say we have the more classic example, not the example of the pilegesh, not the example of a couple that are not going to have children, but I want to use the kedushin as a matir of pru revu. Kevan she'efshel akayim mitzvah pru revu below kedushin, it's not called a matir. Lo dami l'shlita she'ena mechuyav lishlot v'lechol afilu hachi kishu shochei lechol mevarech. We can have a bracha on a matir. The hasam yefshel lechol below shlita v'lecha efshel akayim pru revu rivya below kedushin. V'gam hasam afke kra b'lashon tzivui v'zavachta v'achalta. So you could speak about the world of Shechita, even if it's not going to be a classic mitzvah, it's at least a matir. But over here, we have none of those. Ha'chaksiv ki yikach yishisha. When a person decides, there's no obligation at all. Va'od debekotchim yefshar below Shechita. Maybe that that he also points out, maybe the Lashon of v'zavachta applies to kotchim, where shchita is necessary. Lefikach mevarchem al kol shchita. Maybe the birkas hamitzvah and shchita is borrowed from the world of kachim. But according to the Rosh, what is kedushin? If it's not a mitzvah, and it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, and it's not a matir, and it's not an isra say, what is it? What's left? It's a misgeret hilchati. It's simply a framework that kedushin is like being a shomer chinam. Kedushin is like giving a get. But then there shouldn't be a bracha. There's no bracha when you give something to a shomer chinam to watch. There's no bracha when one gives a get. It's a halachic framework, but there's no bracha. So what does the Rosh say? In achinami. This bracha has nothing to do with the world of mitzvahs. Bracha zo nitkeno latet shevach ha-kadosh baruch hu acher kinchano mitzvosa v'divano min ha-amim v'tzivano l'kadosh isha ha-muteret lano v'lo achat min harayot. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created for us this beautiful framework of Kedusha in the world of marriages. We have boundaries. These women, yes. These women, no. Hiskibo iso arusos heter nesuos lupad b'kedushin. We have over here a summary of the entire Misgeret Hilchati, the halachic framework, shelo yita adam ama shebracha shel kedushin nitkanala atiralo. Chas v'shalom, that we would think that it's a matir. There's no matir over here at all. Lefikach hiskiru chupa. Chupa is a matir to the kala, not kedushin. Lahachi nami ikdimo chupa lekedushin, because that's the ikar, etc. So we have over here then all of the options as to what is kedushin. We have the option that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. We have a option that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. We have an option that it's an iser aseh. We have an option that it's a matir. And we have an option that it is a misgeret hilchatit, neto, bruto, etc., without being called, without requiring a bracha at all. And the bracha is simply a birka shevach avodah. Yes?
Yeah.
What does Ritzer Rush do with the Gemara that says it's a mitzvah in Mem Aleph?
That's an excellent question. We're going to get to that. What are the rayos of the two sides? What's the raya of the Rambam? What's the Rush brought his rayos. The language of the bracha is his raya, and the fact that we can do without it, that we can be mekayim the mitzvah pur revu without kedushin. So you can't call it a mitzvah if you can do without it. You know, it's over here. Even by a mitzvah kiyumit, you know, it's something you want to do something, then they have to go through this framework. But according to the Rush, we can get to our mitzvah, Pru Revu, without going through Kedushin at all. We can make an end run around Kedushin. So we have all five possibilities. The Rush, within his framework, that it's a mitzvah, that the bracha is a Birka Shemach L'Hodoya, that would explain how the Rush began. What did the Rush say at the very, very beginning? When is this bracha made? It could be Kodem, or it could be Achar, because after all, we're dealing with not only the Birkas HaMitzvah, we're dealing with the Birkas Shevach V'Hodaya. When do you make a Bracha Shevach V'Hodaya on thunder and lightning? After you hear it. Not before you hear it, after you hear it. As long as we're in the same framework. And so you can make the Bracha not only before, you could also make it after. However, the Rambam over here is quite clear, L'shitato. Kol HaMekadesh Isha, says the Rambam, in Perek Gimel HaKaf Gimel, Beina yedei atzma, beina yedei shliach, tzarech levarech kodem kedushin, ohu oshlucho, v'achar kach mekadesh. And what does the Rambam posit? Kederech shemevarechim kodem kol mitzvos. We're dealing over here with the birkas hamitzvah. The birkas hamitzvah, you have a sugi and psachim, has to be over the asiyasan. It has to precede the mitzvah. Im kidesh velo birach, if you went ahead and the husband said, harayat mekudeshet, without the Birkas Eirusin, lo yivarech achar kedushin. Ze bracha levatala, ma shenase kfar nase. This is a classic Birkas HaMitzvah. It has to precede the kedushin. Who makes the bracha according to the Rambam? Who makes the bracha? The chasan or his shliach. Not the rabbi. According to the Rush, it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodaya. Anyone can make the bracha who's at the standing there. The rabbi can make it. In other words, the bracha is made in the presence of a kedushin, before or after. Rabbi says, no, has to be made by the person who's doing the mitzvah. We're dealing with the birkas hamitzvah. Ohu o shlucho, and it has to be done over the asiyasan. What does the Ravid say? Amar Avraham, ein anu omrim kein, ela mikadesh v'acharkach mevarech. The Ravid says, nothing doing. You can. Our custom is dafka to make the bracha afterwards. V'hatam neisha hadavar toli b'da'as acherim. Shim timashech ha'isha v'lo tirtzu l'kabel, hari bracha levatala. V'zeh hatam lebirkas ha'av shmevarech achnisa b'riso sharam avinu, only after the milah. Because were he to do it before, maybe the mo'ol would run away. Namely, anything where you have to require someone else's another party's agreement, then we postpone the bracha. But according to the Ravid, it doesn't say it's a birkas shevach v'hodoya. According to the Ravid, it's a birkas hamitzvah, but it's a birkas hamitzvah that would be even afterwards. It's an exception. Whenever you have a bracha of a mitzvah which you're independent in, you do it before, like the Rambam says. When you have a bracha which is dependent on someone else's will, over here, maybe you'll say the bracha, and the woman will say, I changed my mind, I don't want to get married. Then it turns into a bracha levatala. Then we make the bracha afterwards. So in terms of the nature of the bracha, we have over here, l'shitatam. Right? That according to the Rush that we're dealing over here with simply a misderet hilchatit. So it's a birkas shevach v'hodayah. There's nothing else to put it on here. But according to the Rambam and the Ravid, that we're dealing in the framework of one between 1 and 4, we're dealing in the world of mitzvos, of isurim, of matirim, etc. So then we have a classic birkas hamitzvah. We have a classic birkas hamitzvah. Again, we pointed out that even a matir would have a birkas hamitzvah.
Tzilas Yadayim has a Birkas HaMitzvah. Eruv has a Birkas HaMitzvah. These are classic Birkos HaMitzvah. So as long as you're dealing within categories 1 through 4, we can have a classic Birkas HaMitzvah. Masha'enken, if we move over to 5, move over to the world of Shomar Chinam, of Get, then there's no Birkas HaMitzvah, then we're dealing with the Baruch of Shev HaHodoyah. Yes?
According to the Rashi, you can have children without Kiddushin. It's like, why do you even have the concept of Kiddushin?
The concept of Kiddushin is a beautiful framework that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in order to be able to build nuclear families and to continue the tradition of Klal Yisrael within a framework of Kedusha. The fact that there is a way of making an end run simply points out that it doesn't come under the obligatory world. It's in the world of Rishus, but it's a very, very beautiful framework, and it's something that every rabbi would recommend. Okay? In other words, when you go, if all you want are children, there's another way of having children. But if you want more than having children, you want a framework of intimacy within a framework of Kedusha, so we have this wonderful world of Osar Lanos Harusos, V'itilanos Anasuos Lanu, Ayadei Chupa V'Kiddushin, and this is the recommended path. Yes?
According to the Rambam, someone would have children, without Kiddushin, it's the way that the Russian example, are you still kind of mitzvah pru rubu?
According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah baba avera. Namely, you're being mekayim pru rubu with the Kedusha. Right? According to the Rambam, any time that you're dealing with a framework outside of Kedushin, you're over a lav of Kedusha with Malkos. There is no way of doing it. What does the Rambam do with the world of Pilegesh? I mean, the Rosh said we have this concept called Pilegesh. So I sent you to the Rambam. Right? That the Rambam over there in Hilchos Malachim, if you have it over here on the page, V'chein lo keach b'chol gvul Yisrael nashim u'pilagshim. Who's the Rambam talking about? A king. A king has a concept of a married wife and a Pilegesh. What's the difference? Nashim b'ksuva v'kiddushin. Upilakshim below ksuva ubelo kiddushin ela beyichud bilvad konota umuteretlo. Avo hedyot aser bepilegish. What's the concept of a pilegish by a hedyot according to the Rambam? She's a kadesha. She's a kadesha. There's no heter of a pilegish. It's only a din by a melech. A melech is allowed to marry this woman without kiddushin. That's what the Kesef Mishnah points out over there. That the girsa of the Rambam is that the Pilegesh is below Ksuva u'below Kiddushin. Rashi, we have a Rashi in Chumash that the Pilegesh is with Kiddushin without a Ksuva. It's a Machokas Rishonim. What is the girsa in the Gemara, etc. What about the Ravid? Would a Pilegesh be an option for the Ravid? There wouldn't be Malkos, but what would there be in a Pilegesh according to the Ravid? Ein bo Iser Lav. But there would still be an Iser Aseh by a Pilegesh. The lack of Kedushin, the lack of the Kiyikach, is still an Iser Aseh. Namely, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, the Heter Pilegesh would be limited to a Melech. According to the Rosh, we would have a Heter Pilegesh even for a Hedyot. We have a Machokes, whether, according to the Rambam, for a Pilegesh by a Hedyot, any lack of Kedushin, there would be Malkos of Goye Kedesha. According to the Ravid, there wouldn't be Malkos, but there would still be an Iser Aseh of getting married without Kedushin, like the Magid Mishnah. Namely, we have over here frameworks that the Rambam has his framework, the Rosh has his framework. Within the Rambam's framework, you can't be Mekayim Pru Revu with a Pilegesh unless you're a king. Right? But that otherwise there's no track of Pru Revu with a Pilegesh. But there is a mitzvah, be it mitzvah Chiyuvis or mitzvah Chiyumis, of Kedushin. And this Kedushin is also Matir, the mitzvah, the Iser of Kedesha. That this is the and the bracha is the Birkas HaMitzvah. The Birkas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah Chiyuvis, mitzvah Chiyumis, plus the Matir, we have a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Ravid also works in that framework, just that he holds that there's no necessary mitzvah chiyuvis or kiyumis, that we could view it as an iser aseh, like kol tzipor tahora tochelu, like the Magid Mishnah.
But it's not matir the Isur of Kadesha. The Isur of Kadesha is by the Mufkeret. But we have over here in other words, halacha that going without kedushin for a hedyot would be over an iser. The ki yikachish isha is to knock off the iser, the iser asay of getting married out of the framework of kedushin. Okay, so everyone has then his framework. There's no meantime. There are no kashas on one or the other. The question is, do we have rights to the sides? Yes. He says there's no. He says, look at the language of the Ravid. The language of the Ravid is Ein Kedesha Elam Uzmenet V'Hi Mufkeret L'Kol Adam. Right, the Kedesha is out of the picture. Kedesha is a prostitute. How do we view a situation Hamiyachedet Atzma Leish Echad? So Ravid says in that case Ein Ba Lo Malkos V'Lo Isur Lav V'Hi Apilegesh Haksuva. That there is neither Malkos nor an Isur Lav. But there would still be an Iser Asay. The fact that we have the Pilegesh post Matan Torah was meant only for the king. The king can marry the Pilegesh. And he points out, Ein Iser Lav, Ela B'Muzmenet Atzma L'Chol Adam. The Iser Lav, the Malkos, would only be on the Mezamenet Atzma. Masha Ein Kain, in the world of the Mifata, he wants to live with her without Kedushin. So in Achinami, there would be an Iser Asay of Lo Yikachi Shisha. He's trying to marry her outside of the framework of Kedushin. But Malkos, there wouldn't be, because there's no love of Kedesha unless she's Mufkeret. And here there's no Mufkeret. Namely, it's a diuk in the language of the Ravid that he says, he doesn't say, V'ein Bolo Malkos V'lo Iser. He says, V'ein Bolo Malkos V'lo Iser Lav. But just we saw the Magid Mishnah understood that you don't have to have an Iser Lav, you can have an Over Ba'asei. Shenemar ki yikach ish isha. So within the Ravid, we could still have that Iser Asei. There's no Iser Lav, but there's still an Iser Asei, a lack of Kedusha. The Rush is the radical Shita. The Rush is the Shita that allows for a circumventing of Kedusha, even though according to the Rush, the Chazal went out of their way to stress the beauty of Kedushin in the Bracha, that this would be the ideal framework in which to set up a building of a family, that this is an ideal framework. But there is a way of being Mekayim, according to the Rush, Puruvu, Beheter, without the need of Kedushin. That's what the Rush points out, that this Kedushin is not 1, 2, 3, or 4. In other words, we don't have an issue of an Easter somewhere or of a Chiyuv, but rather it's a Misgeret Hilchatit. It's a framework that is very, very beautiful, that Chazal encouraged, but it's not necessary. That's the radical Shita. What, let me ask you, yes?
Didn't we say that Isra Asai is a lot in sheep's clothing?
Yes.
So, but it doesn't come along with Malkus.
Exactly. That's the difference. Why would the Torah sometimes say a lav straight out, right? Lo tochal kol nevela. And why would sometimes the Torah say a lav in a framework of kol tzipor tohor tochelu, where there is Malkus? Exactly. That's exactly the distinction. And that's the diuk of the Ravid. Ein balo Malkus ho iser lav. Had there been an iser lav, there would have been Malkus. But there is an iser aseh within the Ravid, like there is in the Magid Mishnah. What we're left with, I think, is one question. That, you know, before we even get to the proofs, what does the Rambam do with the language of the Birkas Erusin? We have, and throughout Chazal, hundreds of Birkas HaMitzvah. And all the Birkas HaMitzvah are very, very clear. The Rambam has a perek, right? Perek Yud Alf, in Ilchos Brachos, do we make a bracha al, right? Netilas Lulav, do we make a bracha leshev basuka? But we have bracha al hashchita. In other words, why over here? What is going on over here with this strange bracha? If according to the Rambam, we're dealing with a very, very normative mitzvah. This is, according to the Rambam, we have a mitzvah counted in the Sefer HaMitzvos of Lisa, Isha, Biksuva, Vikidusha. We have Likuchim Elu, Himitzvos Asei, Shel Torah. The Rambam defines it, it has to be, it's a bracha to be made by Hu O Shlucho, because it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. It can't be made later on, because the Birkas HaMitzvah has to be over Lasi Yosef. So it fits all the rules of Birkas HaMitzvah, but it, we don't have over here the language of Birkas HaMitzvah. So I wanted to, what I'd like to suggest to you is something I heard from the Rav many, many, many years ago, and that he pointed out that in the world of mitzvos, we have two types of mitzvos. We have a mitzvah like eating matzah, which is a pure ma'aseh mitzvah. You go through the action, and that's all that you need. You're notel lulav. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. You go through an act. And then we have those birkos ha-mitzvah, in which the mitzvah also represents not only an act, but via this act, we pointed out earlier, you create a halos shem hilchati. You create a halachic category. When you shecht an animal, not only are you doing an act which is a mitzvah, you are creating kosher meat. When you are mal a child, not only are you going through an act of doing a mitzvah's mila, you are creating a mahul, who now has a separate halachic status. This mahul can eat kachim. This mahul is different than an arel. Right? The arel can't eat korban pesach. The mahul can eat korban pesach. You created a new halachic framework via the mitzvah. Sometimes Chazal made the bracha on the maisa mitzvah. Sometimes they made the bracha on the chalos, which is created by the mitzvah. And sometimes they did both. Okay? So when we have a mitzvah which is purely a maasa, there's no question that the bracha relates to the maasa. You have a bracha leshe basuka, you have a bracha lito lulav, you have a bracha al achilas matzah, zehu, right? Why is this lul and this al? That the Rambam talks about in Perek Yud Aleph. But there you're dealing with brachas relating to an act. Sometimes, however, we pointed out that we have categories in which you are creating a chalos shem. So sometimes what Chazal did is they made two brachos, like in the world of Mila, that the mohel who does the act makes a bracha al hamila, and then the father makes a bracha lahachniso bevriso shavram avinu, which relates to the chalos. Okay? Sometimes Chazal the Rav would posit, Chazal only made the bracha on the chalos. And that's what we have over here in the world of Erusin. In the world of Erusin, we created an Eishes Ish. Asher Osar Lano Es Arusos, this Eishes Ish is Osar even on her Arus, Vehiter Lano Es Anasuos, Lano Ay Dechupa Vekidushin, namely that we're dealing with what we created. We're not dealing with the act that we're doing. We're dealing with what was created via the act. Namely, this is a bracha which relates, it's like the bracha of Lachnisosh Bevrisosh HaMavino. It's the second bracha. So the Rav pointed out that Yitachin, that this is what we have also in the world of tefillin. We have a bracha, Lohaniach tefillin. And we have a bracha, Al Mitzvah tefillin. Yitachin that Lohaniach is on the act. And al mitzvahs is on the halosh shem gavra, who is mu'utar b'tfilin. We have a new human being. Ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yeru mimecha. We created a different status of an individual. The Rav brought various rayos to it. I heard this from him at the bris of Rav Lichtenstein's son, Yitzi Lichtenstein. In any case, it's written up in the Masorah Journal in different places. So according to that, that would also help us understand the Rambam. Well, the Rambam, how does he begin? Hilchos Ishus. Koda Matan Torah, once upon a time when we had cavemen, right, they would do the following. They would knock the woman on the head, and they would drag her to their cave, etc. But now the Torah was given, now we have Kedusha. Since when does the Rambam write history? Since when is the Rambam concerned with what happened Kodem Matan Torah? The Rambam over here is discussing exactly this process of creating an Eishes Ish, via Kedusha, via the Kicha, etc. This, I think, the Rambam pointed out, works its way into the Bracha itself. He's talking not about the act, but about the entire framework. And the entire framework, according to the Rosh, all we have is the framework. According to the Rambam, this framework is a framework within the world of mitzvah. We have a mitzvah chiyuvis or a mitzvah kiyumis to create this framework. Once we create it, Chazal made a bracha that relates to the formation, to the difference between Bnei Noach and us, the marriage of Ben Noach, which is pure Masa, and our marriage, which creates a unique framework for marriage in which we have both the legal aspect and the metaphysical aspect, etc., etc. It sanctifies the entire act. So this then is simple, you know, it can be very well understood as the framework. There is a Taz in Yoredeya, in Siman Beis, who claims that Shechita is not a mitzvah, it's not a Maisa mitzvah, but it's a pure chalos. You know, it's by shechting the animal that you create kosher meat. And he wants to understand that Asher Kedishem Sosavet Tzivonu al HaShechita is on the creation of kosher meat. He wants to view the bracha al HaShechita like Rabbeinu Tam views the bracha of Achniso Bebriso Shavram Aviva. It's a strange Taz, but the Taz says it. So it fits in very nicely to the framework of the Rav. Okay, so where we're holding currently is that we have all these shitas. So the question is, do we have, you know, it's basically a sort of, you know, like three against one. The Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, and the Ravid, all against the Rosh, right? That are we dealing over here in the world of mitzvos and isurim and matirim, which is all, you know, or are we dealing purely with a very, very sterile misgeret hilchati? Nafkamina up to now is the bracha. Now, what kind of bracha is it? If we're dealing with the world of mitzvahs and averos, we have a birkas ha-mitzvah. This could either be the birkas ha-mitzvah, like a mitzvah chiyuvis, like tefillin, or a mitzvah kiyumis, like shlita, or a matir, or an iser aseh. You know, that we have all of these brachos, like by Eruvin and Tilas Adayim. We have that which would come under birkas ha-mitzvah. According to the Rosh, we have a birkas shemach v'hodoya. Nafkamina, who says it? When it's said, etc. Is there any raya for the sugya, one way or another, that we're dealing with the world of mitzvos isurim, or we're dealing with the world of a sterile framework? So here, what did you see?
Well, the Gemara
Mem
Aleph
implies it. The Gemara? Then here we come to the beginning of the second parak, where the Gemara Mem Aleph speaks about mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho, and deals within the framework, l'chora, of mitzvah, right? That this, in other words, that l'chora, that would seem to imply that we're somewhere in the world of the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, and the Ravid, as opposed to the world of the Rosh. So this will begin with next time, and we'll see, is there more than one way of learning that sugya? Many of you have, Baruch Hashem, have completed that sugya, so we'll see that. And that's where the Ran will be the savior for the Rosh, that the Ran will offer us a way of understanding that sugya, that l'chora was the way the Rosh learned that sugya, and we have the Rambam, and then we have the question, well, can we mudaik, which is the correct way of learning the sugya, from the rayos that the Gemara brings? The Gemara brings rayos from the world of Kavod Shabbos, right? Are those rayos, do they fit better into the framework of the Ran and the Rosh, or do they fit better into the framework of the Rambam? And what we'll see is that Eilu ve'eilu, that there are two ways of understanding that Gemara that could work out according to either side. When we finish with this, then we'll play catch up with Ben Arshashir. He's one ahead of us because I divided this into two shiurim. I don't know anybody's spoke about the first shiur, but I want this to be enough material for two shiurim. But then we'll move over into the framework of the Mishnah of Isha Niknes Bekesef Ubeshava Kesef. We'll talk about the framework of Kesef and Shavu Kesef. Okay? So I'll give you Mar Makomos beginning of Seder tomorrow morning. Okay?